love one another even as I have loved you. That's the new commandment that Jesus imparts to his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. Love like Jesus. What was wrong with the old commandments? Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie, don't kill. But love, like Jesus who gives his life away on a cross? I'd always found messages to imitate Jesus to be completely overwhelming until I realized that, as the Word made flesh to dwell among us, Jesus would have had his own learning curve. And Jesus, like the rest of us, would have had teachers, beginning with members of his family, a mother, father, brothers, sisters, friends, and within his family there were stories, narratives of the children of God who came before him, stories written in pages of Holy Scripture, stories memorized, learned by heart to be told from the heart, stories that became the teaching tools for learning all about living in relationship to God and to neighbor. Love one another, even as I have loved you. Before Jesus speaks this command to love, he shows them how this love works by washing feet. Which got me wondering, who taught Jesus about foot washing? Since there were no nurses or midwives on the scene in Bethlehem, his mother Mary probably gave him his first head-to-toe bath, certainly the first of countless more. And so as Jesus grew from an infant into a toddler, and like all toddlers, developed his own opinions about when it was time to have his feet scrubbed, did Mary have any stories in her pocket to tell Jesus about famous foot washers of the past so she could focus his attention and get the bath done? Well, of course she did. Mary had a story she would have heard from her mother, who would have heard it from her mother, who would have heard it from her mother. The story of a foot washer named Abigail. Abigail, who was no less than a queen, a wife of King David, as it is written in the first book of Samuel, chapter 25. David sent and wooed Abigail to make her his wife, because she was very beautiful, very clever, and recently widowed. When David's servants came to Abigail at Carmel, they said to her, "King David has sent us to take you to him as his wife." So Abigail rose and bowed down with her face to the ground and said, "Behold your handmaiden, a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." Then Abigail got up hurriedly and rode away on a donkey, bringing with her five of her best friends. She went after the messengers of David and became his wife. Did becoming a foot washer in the house of David mean that Abigail was a compliant woman who could not resist the charms of a king? Oh no. Having heard how her story ends, let me tell you how the story began. As it is written in the same chapter of the first book of Samuel 25, pay attention. King David and his army had been traveling a long time, crossing land that belonged to a very rich man named Nabal. Nabal, by the way, in Hebrew means fool. Crossing the land that belonged to Nabal, King David gave orders that the property and laborers on the land should not in any way be disturbed. Nabal, though very rich, owning 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, was known to be surly and mean. Abigail, Nabal's wife, it is written, was beautiful and clever. As a feast day approached, King David sent messengers to Nabal to request that Nabal host David and his men for a modest meal of whatever could be spared, emphasizing that while they had crossed his land, they had been very respectful not to disturb anything on the land, the sheep, or the workers. To David's request, Nabal replied, politely translated, "Get lost." This refusal of hospitality was an outrage. King David commanded his army to strap on their swords. But before David and his army could actually raise their swords against Nabal and his people, Abigail, who had gotten wind of the situation, appeared before David leading a string of donkeys loaded with 200 loaves of bread, 2 gigantic skins of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed, 5 measures of parched grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs. Kneeling down before the king, Abigail begged for the lives of her family and community. Then David said to Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you to meet me today. Blessed be your good sense, and blessed be you who have kept me today from blood guilt and from avenging myself by my own hand. For as surely as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, truly by morning there would not have been left to Nabal so much as one living male." Then David received from her hand what she had brought him. He said to her, "Go up to your house in peace. See, I have heeded your voice, and I have granted your petition." Soon after that, Nabal died of his foolishness in the form of a sudden heart attack. David wasted no time in wooing the widowed Abigail, who was pleased to become King David's washer of feet, to set for the royal household and the whole kingdom of Israel an example of hospitality that was humble and powerful at the same time. Love one another, even as I have loved you. Love one another like the foot washer Jesus learned to become. My invitation to you on this Maundy Thursday, the first of 3 great days, is to consider taking baby steps when it comes to loving like Jesus. Ask yourself, who have been the foot washers in my life? Who has taken my feet in hand? Who took my toes in hand, washed them, dried them, and made them dance with delight at the feeling of being freshly clean, bathed, and made new? Who have been examples of love that is at the same time humble and powerful? Think outside Maundy Thursday rituals. Think about those people you have learned from. Think about whose hospitality has included you and thereby made you understand just a little better how much power there is in humility. As Jesus commands us to love one another as Jesus loved us, claim these lessons, just as Jesus must have. Claimed the lessons you have learned from the foot washers in your life. In so doing, you will find that your feet are already on the path of a love that is humble and very powerful. Amen.